President Trump had a breakfast with the head of NATO this morning in Brussels. This is ahead of the NATO summit. And they had not even finished their orange juice before the American president blasted NATO allies for not paying their fair share of the alliance defense budget.
I think it's very unfair to our country. It's very unfair to our taxpayer. And I think that these countries have to step it up, not over a 10-year period. They have to step it up immediately.
And as if to preempt any criticism of his upcoming meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin, Trump singled out Germany for striking an energy deal with Russia.
Germany, as far as I'm concerned, is captive to Russia because it's getting so much of its energy from Russia.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley joins us now. Hey, Scott.
Good morning, Rachel.
This is not exactly how NATO leaders would have wanted this summit to start, is it?
Off to a wonderful start, right? The theme of this summit is strength and unity. Not a lot of unity right out of the gate here, and that's because the president claims many NATO members are not strong enough. He has been haranguing the members of the alliance ever since he came into office to spend more on their own defense. He seems to think of that as a kind of a protection racket, as if that spending automatically flows to the United States. He's talked about demanding reimbursement for back payments, as if these are bills that have come due to the United States. In fact, this is money that the allies are supposed to be spending on their own defense. Mm-hmm. And it's true, many of them have fallen short of the target of spending 2% of their economies on defense. In fairness, that target is really for 2024, and I guess that's what he's referring to when he says not over a decade, but he wants them to be spending that right now.
I mean, the NATO leader, Jens Stoltenberg, has been hearing this criticism, as you mentioned, for a long time from Donald Trump. So he must have been prepared for it. Did he have a response?
Well, he tried rather diplomatically to emphasize the positive and point out, as the U.S. ambassador to NATO, Kay Bailey Hutchison, has done, that every member of the alliance has been increasing their defense spending. In fact, this has been something that the alliance has been focused on ever since Russia illegally annexed Crimea in 2014. The numbers have been trending up. Now, President Trump claimed credit for that. He turned to Stoltenberg and said, well, who's responsible for that increase? And Stoltenberg flattered the president by suggesting it was his haranguing that had led countries to do that. But he also, when it came to Germany and Russia, he again tried to sort of smooth things over and said, well, there are some things on which the alliance disagrees, but we're here all about protecting one another, and tried to underscore the enduring nature of this defense alliance, mm-hmm. which the president seems to be doing everything he can to undermine.
I mean, the president was blasting all the NATO countries, but he had particular words for Germany. This is over this controversial energy deal that Germany and Russia have inked. There is no love lost between these two leaders in general, though. I mean, President Trump has taken Angela Merkel to task over a whole host of issues, right?
Right, and he's particularly concerned because Germany, of course, is the biggest economy in Europe, and so the president feels like Germany's relatively small spending on its own defense is particularly egregious. There's a long history there, but the president feels as if Merkel's government could do more and should do more to spend on its own defense. There is also, of course, a ongoing trade dispute between the United States and the EU. Europe has been hit already by stiff tariffs from the United States on steel and aluminum, and the president has threatened to impose new tariffs on automobiles as well. So, you know, as the president set off on this trip, the head of the EC said, you know, you ought to be nice to your allies. You don't have that many around the world. But the president seems bent on thumbing his nose at NATO allies.
Right, especially, I mean,
talks nice about his upcoming summit with Vladimir Putin of Russia.
Right, exactly. Saying that the president said before this whole thing that the NATO summit might be the hardest for him, even though he's going to visit Theresa May in the UK and Vladimir Putin in Russia. That will happen in Helsinki on Monday. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley for us this morning. Thanks so much, Scott.
Good to be with you, Rachel.